And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The State Board of Education heard some encouraging news last week about the state's effort to turn around low-performing schools. A national researcher told the board federally funded efforts in the last 4 years have improved the academic performance of more than 2,000 students at the struggling schools. The federal money paid for needs assessments, school improvement planning, instructional and leadership coaching, and it worked. The students are doing better. But the federal money is running out, and state lawmakers are now considering a plan to turn struggling schools over to for-profit charter school companies who would then be allowed to fire all the teachers and administrators at low-performing schools. That approach has not worked in other states, and it's not likely to work here, and lawmakers now have no reason to try it. The national research shows more targeted investments in struggling schools will help the students far more. We'll find out soon if lawmakers are willing to make those investments or will opt for the cheaper and ineffective privatization approach. We'll find out how much they value the education of our children. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.